Joe and Jana. Good morning. Welcome to a Monday morning. It is the second day of June already. It's Rotisserie Chicken Day.
My favorite grocery store grocery hack of all time, the rotisserie chicken. Thank you very much. And now you know.
It's a grocery hack?
Yes, because you can use it. You can rip it apart. You can use it for so many meals. Especially, like, it's just me and my boyfriend, so we can eat that for, like, the whole week, pretty much. It's great.
Oh.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I'm sorry. I love my dentist day.
Oh, there you go.
Celebrate appropriately. Good morning. Three things you need to know this morning. The Atlantic hurricane season is here. There are normally 14 named storms during the six-month period that begins June 1st, including three major hurricanes. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that it expects between 13 and 19 named storms this year, and that up to 10 of them could become hurricanes. It expects at least three of them to become major hurricanes with winds topping 110 miles per hour.
Stay safe out there, kids. The National Aerospace Research and Technology Park in EHT laid the final beam Friday morning for its new $18.5 million building. The park's second. The milestone marks the completion of the steel frame for a 40,000 square foot facility that will be dedicated to aerospace research when it opens sometime next year.
New Jersey police are warning you about DMV ticket scams. They say if you get a text message from the DMV warning that your license is about to be suspended if outstanding tickets aren't paid, ignore it. It's a big scam. The state's actual agency name is the MVC for Motor Vehicle Commission. The name DMV hasn't been used in New Jersey officially for two decades. Police say don't fall for scammers phishing for personal and financial information.
And your South Jersey weather for today. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 72.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Jana's Fangirl Update is now underway.
So when you go to a concert to see your favorites take the stage, you probably aren't necessarily thinking about all the work that goes into crafting the set list you're about to hear, right? Well, Keith Urban says it's actually a lot of work. Okay, he talks about song flow, how important it is for audience energy. Keith spends months curating playlists to ensure a captivating experience for you. And he even adapts his set list throughout the tour, sometimes making real-time changes based on reactions from the audience and performance dynamics, depending on where he's playing. How to build a concert with Keith Urban. You can check it out right now at guycountry1073.com. Lainey Wilson's signature look is bell-bottom pants, right? Every single time she takes the stage or goes outside in public, for that matter, she seems to always have a new pair of bell-bottoms on. So, how many pairs of her signature pant look does she actually own? Short answer, it's a lot. More accurate answer, when she was asked if she owns at least 1,000 pairs, she said it's well over that. She said she lost count. She wears a new pair of bell-bottoms every time she hits the stage for the last 15 years. So she's counting her bell-bottoms right now on the Cat Country 107.3.
Hi, everybody. I met Saturday. Was at Pomona Golf Course in Galloway Township. Had a great time there Saturday. Gave away some Barefoot Country Music Fest passes. Barefoot Country Music Fest, we are now 2.5 weeks away.
I'm shook. Can't believe it's here.
But wait, we still have a lot of chances to win tickets, even though tickets are already sold out for Barefoot. This Thursday, Jana, you're going to be at Joe Canals in Rio Grande.
Yes, out and about. Make sure you come see us.
Also, we'll have many more stops coming up. Oh, good morning. We've got a traffic note this morning. An accident on Route 30. That's the White Horse Pike. It's westbound lanes. Looks like near the Garden State Parkway, just west of the parkway somewhere. Allow you to have some extra time in that area and be careful. Again, White Horse Pike, Route 30 in Galloway Township, just west of the Garden State Parkway.
Uh-oh.
Overpass. That's where the accident has occurred. Well, we have good news today. We got a chance for you to win a fabulous trip starting today to see Morgan Wallen this summer. Morgan Wallen's tour not coming anywhere near us. We're going to send you to Cleveland, put you on a plane, send you there, put you up in a hotel, give you $500 in cash, and give you and your bestie a couple of tickets to see Morgan Wallen at the football stadium there, along with Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley. Pretty good lineup
that
there.
That is a nice lineup.
First chance to win is at 8 Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country joke of the morning. We do this every weekday morning at this time. Keith from Egg Harbor Township has sent us the joke we're going to use today.
Cool. Thank you, Keith.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Keith, here it is, your Cat Country joke of the morning. Would you ever wake up, kiss the person beside you, and be glad you're alive? Apparently I did, and they're not going to allow me on Spirit Airlines. Joe and John, again, a traffic note. This is on the White Horse Pike, Route 30 in Galloway Township. Got an accident. Westbound lanes just west of the parkway. That's clogging up traffic. They might even have closed the road in westbound. Just allow yourself some extra time in that area and be careful.
All right.
All right, coming up at 7:20, we have something very important, especially if you win the lottery. Why you shouldn't be sharing your lottery winnings with anybody.
Just keep it all to yourself?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
We'll talk about it at 7:20. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we going?
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The bank robber spent several months growing a thick beard as a disguise, robbed the bank, and then immediately shaved off his beard. Ta-da! Well, that seemed like a great idea, smart disguise. But he still got arrested because he decided it would be a good idea to post his clean-shaven, new-look selfie on social media just hours after the robbery. And, oh, by the way, that selfie revealed his big neck tattoo, which had also been seen on the bank security video underneath his beard. Duh.
Stay off social media if you're going to, like, commit a crime. I don't...
There you go.
.com.
Good morning. Things you need to know this morning. The Atlantic hurricane season is here. There are normally 14 named storms during the six-month period that begins June 1st, including three major hurricanes. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it expects between 13 and 19 named storms this year, and that up to 10 of them could become hurricanes. It expects at least three of them to become major hurricanes with winds topping 110 miles per hour.
Stay safe out there, kids. The National Aerospace Research and Technology Park in EHT laid the final beam Friday morning for its new $18.5 million building. The park's second. The milestone marks the completion of the steel frame for a 40,000-square-foot facility that will be dedicated to aerospace research when it opens sometime next year.
New Jersey police are warning you about DMV ticket scams. They say if you get a text message from the DMV warning that your license is about to be suspended if outstanding tickets aren't paid, ignore it. It's a big scam. The state's actual agency name is the MVC for Motor Vehicle Commission. The name DMV hasn't been used in New Jersey officially for two decades. Police say don't fall for scammers fishing for personal and financial information.
And your South Jersey weather for today. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 72.
Anna, in 17 days, she's going to be with us on the boardwalk or on the beach in Wildwood for the Barefoot Country Music Fest. That's Ella Langley. Cat Country Morning Birthday shout-outs start right now.
First, we didn't get to wish him a happy birthday yesterday, but Ronnie Dunn turned 72 yesterday. Of course, Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn. So happy belated 72nd birthday to Ronnie Dunn.
Happy birthday, Danielle Fenimore of Ocean View. Danielle is 41 today. Casey Foster of Maze Landing is 39. Aaron from Hamilton has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Greg DeForge of Tuckerton, who's 65. Gianna Weller of Maze Landing celebrates today.
Happy birthday, Gianna.
Bob Duby is 61. Happy birthday, Bob. Happy birthday to John Hickman of Vineland.
Yeah, John.
Richard Kern Jr. of Eldora celebrates today. He's 53. And Jackie Brown of Hamilton has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Jackie.
Go, Jackie.
If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Gianna Weller of Maze Landing. Happy birthday. Mornings with Joe and Gianna. You love your boyfriend. You love your girlfriend.
How much?
As if they're your spouse. But they're not your spouse at the end of the day. Listen to this story. A Winnipeg, Ontario man has filed a lawsuit against his ex-girlfriend after she allegedly vanished with the $5 million lottery prize he had won. Yikes. The drama began when Larry Campbell purchased a lottery ticket back in January of last year while in a committed relationship with Crystal Ann McKay.
Okay.
Again, committed relationship doesn't equal legal relationship. After misplacing his lottery ticket, he was thrilled to discover it had won the jackpot. He found the ticket. The couple shared their excitement with friends and family, even recorded a celebratory video at a local lottery retailer that sold him the ticket. Well, problems began to arise when Campbell lost his wallet.
Oh, no.
He was advised by the Canada Lottery people that he needed a valid ID to claim his winnings. They suggested since he didn't have his ID, he let his girlfriend, McKay, publicly claim the prize. They had a big TV news conference, press conference. McKay received the giant novelty check made out in her name.
Oh, no.
According to documents in court, after the claim, McKay deposited the prize money into her bank account as Campbell didn't have one of his own. So So check that. You should have your own driver's license. You should have your own bank account.
Lady, why are you dating this guy?
Shortly,
that's the question.
Shortly thereafter, she stopped returning to their hotel room that they had gotten together, and Campbell discovered she had moved on with another man. He alleges Campbell ghosted him, ignoring his calls, blocking him on social media while simultaneously filing a protection order against him. Again, he had won the money. She had claimed it. Campbell's legal team argues McKay's actions deprived him of access to the money that was rightfully his.
Well,
a judge has since granted a restraining order that freezes McKay's assets, preventing her from selling or transferring any property, including bank and investment accounts. The court hearing is scheduled for a couple weeks. In the meantime, he has no access to the $5 million lottery that, quote unquote, he won.
Again, you don't have a bank account. Listen, it sounds like she put up with a lot from you.
Be Monday. Going to be nice weather-wise. Matter of fact, it's going to be nice weather-wise all week and probably next week as well. Only chance of rain in the next 2 weeks comes on Saturday.
Boo!
Want to say a big hi to everybody I met Saturday. I was out at Pomona Golf Course in Pomona, Galloway Township. Had a great time there. It is just a cool place to hang out on a nice day, as it was Saturday afternoon before the rain hit. Want to also say congratulations to Lena Harris of Galloway. Lena was our big winner of the tickets to Barefoot Country Music Fest in a couple weeks. So congratulations to Lena.
Yeah, Lena.
We'll have some more chances for you to win tickets to the sold-out Barefoot Country Music Fest coming up. Next chance will be on Thursday.
Yes, so you're going to come out and see us at, well, me at Joe Canals in Rio Grande. It's the Rio Grande location. We'll be there from 1 to 3.
So you're saying the Rio Grande, Joe Canals is located in Rio Grande. Thanks.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Got it.
Yes, it's this Thursday again, June 5th, 1 to 3. And then we've got more coming up for you as the days approach.
Three mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, 2 tickets to see Tommy Rhett. Thomas Rhett will be at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden Friday, July 11th. At 7:30, tickets available at LiveNation.com. We've got 2 tickets for Thomas Rhett. If you win trivia this morning, here's the question. 6 out of 100 people say they never wash this.
Ew.
They never wash it. It was right. What is it?
I'm like afraid to find out the answer, honestly. Ew.
609-383-1073. Hi, Cat Country.
Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Is it Hector?
Hector!
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air at stake. We got tickets to see Thomas Rhett. He's going to be at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden Friday, July 11th at 7:30. You've got 2 tickets when you win. Here's the question. 6 out of 100 people say they never wash this. 6 out of 100 people say they never wash this.
Gross.
What is it? Hi, Cat Country.
Is it their feet?
No, it's not their feet. Thank you. Why aren't you washing your feet?
Ew.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it the outside of the house?
No, that's not it. Good answer, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a good guess.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hello?
Hi. What's your answer?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh. Hi, what's your answer?
Pillows.
Oh, I thought you said hello.
I thought so, too. She said pillows. We were like, hello, we hear you.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
That's funny.
Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it your feet?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
So gross.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's your answer?
Their comforter.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Probably true, though, but yeah.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hello?
Hello. I don't know why people can't hear me.
Me either.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Would it be your telephone?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer? Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's your answer?
Yeah, is it their jeans?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
The bottom of their feet.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
Is it their car?
That's right. You're a winner.
Woo! You're kidding.
No.
That was just a guess.
That's a very good guess. Next thing you know, it's Cat Catcher 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. The next thing you know, that guy, Jordan Davis, is going to be on the beach with us in Wildwood. He'll be playing the final night of the Barefoot Country Music Fest, which gets underway in 17 days. Wow. Fifth annual Barefoot Country Music Fest, 17 days on the beach in Wildwood. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Coming up at 8:20 this morning, your first of five chances today to win a fabulous brand new trip. We've got to see Morgan Wallen this summer. You know, his tour is happening, I think it's starting this week, but it's not coming anywhere near us. So we're going to send you to Cleveland to see Morgan Wallen, to see Ella Langley, to see Miranda Lambert. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Here are three things you need to know this morning. The Atlantic hurricane season is here. There are normally 14 named storms during the six-month period that begins June 1st, including three major hurricanes. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says that it expects between 13 and 19 named storms this year, and that up to 10 of them could become hurricanes. It expects at least three of them to become major hurricanes with winds topping 110 miles per hour.
Stay safe out there, kids. The National Aerospace Research and Technology Park in EHT laid the final beam Friday morning for its new $18.5 million building. The park's second. The milestone marks the completion of the steel frame for a 40,000 square foot facility that will be dedicated to aerospace research when it opens sometime next year.
New Jersey police are warning you about DMV ticket scams. They say if you get a text message from the DMV warning that your license is about to be suspended if outstanding tickets aren't paid, ignore it. It's a big scam. The state's actual agency name is the MVC for Motor Vehicle Commission. The name DMV hasn't been used in New Jersey officially for two decades. Police say don't fall for scammers phishing for personal and financial information.
And your South Jersey weather for today. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 72.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. It's Cat Country 107.3. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, a guy in the store in his cell said, "Susan, I'm in my car on my way home right now." So I yelled, "No, he's not," because nobody lies to Susan in front of me.
Yeah. Take that, whoever's lying to Susan.
Number two, me as a kid. I won't be a grumpy old man. Me today. Gets mad at a car just for being orange.
They are ugly. Not going to lie.
Three,
no offense.
Number three, you. I'm only 35. I have my whole life in front of me. Sports broadcaster. Here comes the oldest player in the league. He's 32. It's a miracle he's still out there.
Facts. Straight up factual.
Number four, whether you're a high achiever or just skating by, the one guarantee in life is that things will continue to always get much worse. Yay.
Nah.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. I'm white, but not pickleball white. I've seen two or three people playing pickleball that aren't white. 20 means winning time here on Cat Country 107.3. Morgan Wallen setting out on his summer tour, but he's not stopping anywhere around us. So we're going to send you to see Morgan Wallen in Cleveland at the football stadium this summer. You're going to get airfare, hotel, $500 in cash, and a couple of concert tickets for you and your bestie to go see Morgan Wallen.
Nice.
To win, what you have to do is listen for the Morgan Wallen codes five times every weekday. While you work at 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon. Then we have your fifth code on Taste of Country Nights with Evan about 7:20. When you get a code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app. There you'll find a convenient button that says Morgan Wallen. Click on that button and type in your code. And with that, we're ready for your very first Morgan Wallen code. For best chances to win, capture as many codes as you can. If you don't have the Cat Country 107.3 app downloaded, it's free. It's called Cat Country 107.3. Here's your first Morgan Wallen code, 748.
748. That's the code that you need right now. You're going to go to the Morgan Wallen button. The Morgan Wallen button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Type in 748. Be back here at 10:20 for your next code with Jess. Good luck.
748. And Fried. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and John. I'm saying hi to everybody I met at the Pomona Golf Club in Galway Saturday. Had a great time there. Gave away some Barefoot Country Music Fest tickets. Barefoot Country Music Fest happening on the beach in Wildwood in 17 days. We only have a few more chances for you to win tickets to the sold-out event. And the next one is coming up Thursday.
Yes, Joe Canals, Rio Grande. Make sure you come out and see us. It's Thirsty Thursday, so appropriate location, Joe Canals in Rio Grande. We're going to be there from 1 to 3 with your next shot at Barefoot Country Music Fest tickets. It's the fifth year. We're so excited. 1 to 3, Joe Canals in Rio Grande. This guy's going to be there.